Week 22, Saturday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Immortal, invisible, God-only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as night, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice, like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All Lord we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. The Lord alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures for ever. Psalm 135. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures for ever. Who alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from Egypt, with arm outstretched, with power in his hand. Psalm 135 continued. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arm outstretched, with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He brought Israel out from Egypt, with arm outstretched, with power in his hand. To the God of heaven give thanks, he set us free from our foes. Psalm 135 concluded. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendour he slew, for his love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. To the God of heaven give thanks. He set us free from our foes. Lord, let me know your ways. Teach me your paths. A reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31. Thus speaks the Lord. A voice is heard in Ramah, lamenting and weeping bitterly. It is Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children, because they are no more. The Lord says this, Stop your weeping, dry your eyes, your hardships will be redressed. They shall come back from the enemy country. There is hope for your descendants. Your sons will come home to their own lands. I plainly hear the grieving of Ephraim. You have disciplined me, I accept the discipline, like a young bull untamed. Bring me back, let me come back, for you are the Lord my God. Yes, I turned away, but have since repented. I understood, I beat my breast. I was deeply ashamed, covered with confusion. Yes, I still bore the disgrace of my youth. Is Ephraim then so dear a son to me, a child so favoured, that after each threat of mine I must still remember him, still be deeply moved for him, and let my tenderness yearn over him? It is the Lord who speaks. Set up signposts, raise landmarks, mark the road well, the way by which you went. Come home, Virgin of Israel, come home to the towns of yours. How long will you hesitate, disloyal daughter? For the Lord is creating something new on the earth. The woman sets out to find her husband again. See, the days are coming, it is the Lord who speaks, when I am going to sow the seed of men and cattle on the house of Israel and on the house of Judah. And as I once watched them go to tear and to knock down, to overthrow, destroy, and bring disaster, so now I shall watch over them to build and to plant. It is the Lord who speaks. In those days, people will no longer say, The fathers have eaten unripe grapes, the children's teeth are set on edge. But each is to die for his own sin. Every man who eats unripe grapes is to have his own teeth set on edge. See, the days are coming, it is the Lord who speaks, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, but not a covenant like the one I made with their ancestors on the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. They broke that covenant of mine, so I had to show them who was master. It is the Lord who speaks. No, this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel when those days arrive. It is the Lord who speaks. Deep within them I will plant my law, writing it on their hearts. Then I will be their God, and they shall be my people. There will be no further need for neighbour to try to teach neighbour, or brother to say to brother, Learn to know the Lord. No, they will all know me, the least no less than the greatest. It is the Lord who speaks, since I will forgive their iniquity and never call their sin to mind. A responsory from Psalm 50. Create a pure heart in me, O God, and give me a new and steadfast spirit. Turn away your face from my sins and blot out all my guilt, and give me a new and steadfast spirit. A reading from the sermon of Pope St. Leo the Great on the Beatitudes. After proclaiming that the poor are blessed, our Lord added, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Dearly beloved, it is not the mourning for this world's woes which gains eternal comfort, nor do the lamentations and the complaints poured out by the human race at large make anyone blessed. The sighs of the saints, the tears which bring blessedness, have another source. Godly sorrow mourns for others' sins or for one's own. It does not grieve for the acts of divine justice, but for the sins of man's wickedness. More to be lamented here than the one who suffers evil is the one who does evil, for the wickedness thrusts the sinner down into punishment, while his patience brings the good man to glory. Next, our Lord said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." It is to the meek and the gentle, the humble and the unassuming, to those who are ready to bear any injury, that the earth is promised as their possession. You must not think that this inheritance is something negligible or paltry, as if it were distinct from a dwelling place in heaven. In fact, you must understand that none but the meek will enter the kingdom of heaven. The earth, which is promised to the meek, which will be given to the gentle as their inheritance, is the body of the saints raised up to eternal happiness because of their humility and clothed in the glory of immortality. No longer opposed to the Spirit in any way, it will be in perfect agreement and unity with the will of the soul. Then the outer self will belong to the inner self in untroubled and secure possession. This is the inheritance which the meek will possess in lasting peace, and nothing will ever diminish their right to it. Then this perishable nature will put on the imperishable, and this mortal nature will put on immortality. What was a risk to the soul will become a reward. What was a burden will be a source of honour. A responsory from Matthew 5. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst to see right prevail. They shall be satisfied. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst to see right prevail. They shall be satisfied. Let us pray. Father of might and power, every good and perfect gift comes down to us from you. Implant in our hearts the love of your name, increase our zeal for your service, nourish what is good in us, and tend it with watchful care. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.